At first, I had no desire to go to Haiti. My heart was not there, but my husband prayed for me and shared his wisdom, and I unwillingly obeyed. God knew the whole time what he had planned for us, though. I felt privileged to teach an art class to over 150 children, something I had only dreamt about. I can only describe to you as pure joy. We passed out paper and crayons. The kids were already excited at that point. I taught the kids how to draw just a little simple lion. The teachers were even so excited. So the kids were so attentive, and they loved the art class. It's probably one of the coolest things I have ever done. I mean, they were just in awe, and then giving them feedback, and all the little ones showing me their pictures, and it was amazing. Pastor Bastia had another job for me as well, and that was to paint a mural on the new radio tower, which this was a really big deal. The radio tower, and it's brand new. It's spreading the gospel to really rural places that they would never hear the gospel. I mean, this kind of thing in Haiti, having a radio tower, that's not heard of. So he was hoping that I could do a big mural for people to see from really far away. So I felt very honored to be able to do that. And once again, wow, to be an artist on a mission trip once again was pure joy. I have to be honest, I was nervous, and for most of you that know me very well, this is no surprise. But I continued to pray for the Lord to work through me. I had never painted a mirror like this before, and Pastor Bastia was very specific on every detail. And the Lord helped me to let go and truly enjoy myself. Each day I painted, there was a little crowd of children, my own little cheering section. I had two little boys that came out to watch me, partly to watch me and partly to eyeball my Clif bars and my water bottle that I'd taken up with me to the water tower every day. They were like little baby birds. These two little ones would point to their mouths and point to the water bottle and point to my Clif bars. I shared my Clif bars with them, my two little friends. When the other kids were in school, you know, so there wasn't any favoritism, and I'm kind of sneaking it to them because they're the little ones. They're probably about 3 or 4, so they weren't old enough to go to school, and they saw that I had goodies every day. So I shared with them my Clif bars and my water, and I had made friends for life after that. The children also came out and watched while I painted during their free time, during school, and then after school. They would say, "Belle, belle is belle," and which means beautiful. And I was just, it was like my own little gift that God gave me. It was amazing. It was just amazing. I enjoyed it every day, and I just took in every breath because it was just perfect weather, and I just enjoyed how beautiful it was. It was amazing. I felt the Lord gave me support the whole trip. Brian and Hillary were extremely supportive as well. Brian was able to fix a number of computers and helped out with the Calvary Chapel website and so much more. Hillary blew me away as well with her organizational skills and office skills. She was able to help Madam Pass, which the little kids called her, or Betty, with a number of different projects for Calvary Chapel Carne. While in Haiti, I felt so much peace, and I felt honored to be there. Haiti's blue skies, big fluffy clouds, and beautiful mountains, I will never forget. The children and people I met, I will never forget. What faith they had and what joy they had. What did I bring to Haiti? To deliver, well, I brought supplies that were desperately needed. What did I leave in Haiti? I left a mural that the Lord helped me paint. What am I bringing home from Haiti? Well, along with everything that I had bought while I was there, I brought home a reminder of God, of what God does for us every day. And it's a reminder in Luke 12:22-26. Then Jesus said to the disciples, "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your clothes, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And not much more valuable are you are than the birds. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? How has this experience changed you? Again, the Lord reminded me that he protects his people and provides. Although I cannot see what's going on in Haiti, I have faith that God will continue to take care of them. And he reminds us in Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not see. I met an orphan named Eli who touched my heart. When we first met, he started singing Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes. We sang it over and over and over again. And then he taught it to me in Creole, and we sang it over and over again. The whole week, he was my little interpreter. Very, very smart. Idle was a very smart boy and loved God. Well, he wants to be a pastor. It was extremely difficult to say goodbye to him. The last night we were there in Haiti, after our Bible study, Idle knew I was leaving. And Idle started to cry. And I was praying for God to just let me let go and to be strong for him and to not lose it. Well, I couldn't stop crying. And we tried to say goodbye a number of times. But then we both start crying again. We had to both turn away and walk away. I couldn't turn and look back, or I knew I would start crying again. So I heard him cry all the way to my room that night. Though I can't adopt him, I know that God is taking care of him and has a plan for his life. Thanks, guys.